Okay, let's start our practice period here with a reflection from Ian. We must start from where we are, not from where we want to be. For where we want to be is to be content with where we are. We may be in hell, but if we are patient and allow hell to just be hellish, then this balance of mind, this quiet contentment, changes hell into heaven. The 1/16th of an inch difference between heaven and hell is equanimity. So, feels like we're coming into anew. And so taking a moment to just feel and appreciate just this opportunity to be here sitting. I mean, think of all the things that you have to do in your life, all the things that show up and the running around here and the running around there. And yet right here, right now, you don't have to do any of that. All we are asked to do in this moment is to sit still, be quiet, and listen. Pay attention. So we could quietly listen to the sounds in this room here at Goward House. Or you could quietly listen to the sounds that are arising where you're at, if you're online. There's nothing else to do but notice the arising of sound. Notice the quiet. It doesn't take away from what you have to do. Doesn't take away from the fact that you have responsibilities. It just acknowledges this opportunity to be still and quiet for just a few minutes. Maybe you like sitting here, quiet, still, and feeling the breath breathing, feeling the body breathing in and out. The whole body expanding, the chest rising, falling, the belly expanding and contracting. Something very soothing about giving yourself permission to just sit here. Be quiet for just a few minutes. You could notice how heavy the body is, the weight underside and the back of the arms. You could notice the hardness of bone to stabilize this felt sense of now. You could just feel all the places of contact that the body has with the cushion or the floor, the chair. Just taking a moment to appreciate this rest and being content that this is all there is. It's just enough. Perfect. So if the mind is moving, because just because you stop and sit still doesn't mean the mind that was rushing about a couple hours ago is just going to stop. See if you can have that mind, that thinking, just be movement. And put your attention on that which is still. Notice how still the feet are. Just here, attached to the legs. Notice how they're not moving. Notice your legs, steady, solid, firm, it's hard and heavy. The sit bones, pelvic area steady, solid, hard, heavy. And the torso is steady. There's a level of stillness here. And the arms resting on the lap, resting at your side. Shoulders drooping, settling down. Head resting atop the shoulders, right on the neck. And the whole body can just settle down. Let gravity pull its connection to the earth. We just have this felt sense of being joined, earth body to earth. And if you're willing, you can just let this earth body rest on earth. Notice where you're holding yourself up. And let it go. It is important to learn that the same stillness that exists when we're sitting still exists in movement. Even as we sit still here, there is so much movement all around us. Both internally and externally. The movement is just the aliveness of the present moment where stillness is. So in the moment, I'll ring the bell to start a walking period. And though your body may move, and for those of you online, you might be starting an activity, so though the body may move, internally you still have the stillness. You can choose to just let it go, or you could choose to attend to the felt sense of stillness. You may want to move slower. You may want to move less. You may want to not move at all during this walking period. And just continue to sit, and you are feel free to do so. But if you move, or you want to reflect upon the question, then go with the walking period. If you want to continue to sit, then bypass the question and just continue to stay with your mind on your anchor. But that thing that we're going to reflect upon is this question. How can harm be known in this moment? How can harm be known in this moment? And just to toss the question out there. There's no right answer, wrong answer. You really want to feel the answer to know. And start your walking. Start your activity at home. And every once in a while, toss the question out. How can harm be known in this moment? Not harm generally. How can harm be known right now? And then I'll ring the bell just for returning to continue our practice in 20 minutes.